Well, right now we are, if you look in one direction, you can see the White House with, I mean, literally hundreds of thousands of people. They just finished the speeches, and now we're moving out onto Constitution Avenue, and we're starting to gather with all the hundreds of thousands of people to form some kind of a mass march, supposedly around the White House. And we're trying to keep our little group together, but it's almost impossible.
Can you tell us what kind of signs you see around you, or what are people generally at the march for?
Okay, one of the signs says, stop the 9/11 cover-up, end the war, not my son, Bush must go, bring the troops home. There's a huge one that says impeachbush.org. They're starting to file out of the center where the speeches took place and heading towards the sidewalk on, or the street, actually, Constitution Avenue, where we're going to form these lines. Some of the other signs are fight imperialism, the world can't wait, stop the war now. That's just a few as I look around that I'm reading. I mean, there's thousands of signs, hundreds of thousands of signs.
Can you tell us what the general atmosphere is around you? Are people generally happy? Is this a more somber march?
I think people are angry is what I'm seeing. The biggest applause comes from, say, Ramsey Clark for impeaching Bush. We just heard Cindy Sheehan, and she's always wonderful to hear it. She really got the crowd excited, but also frustrated and angry that it seems like no matter how many times or how many people gather and ask for an end to war, the president isn't listening and Congress seems to be ignoring. So that's the, kind of the attitude of most of the people is frustration, anger, and demand for something to be done. I mean, I've never seen so many people so upset. And if it were me and I had this many people mad at me, I would be wondering, you know, why. But I guess George Bush is in Colorado, so apparently he's not here. But we're also here, of course, for hopefully Congress to be noticing, too, that this many people are gathered here.
Absolutely. Can you tell us also, what is the actual march like? Has there been a large police presence?
Well, it's trying to form. I mean, there's two groups, ANSWER and the United for Peace, and there's people milling around trying to find a place to fit into the line. There's just so many people. But we're with the ANSWER group, and we're supposed to be heading to march around the White House, which, I mean, it's going to take forever to get this many people in any kind of line. There's just too many hundreds, thousands of people to really form a line. So as the speakers speak, the people are just trying to find a place to fit into the line to begin the march. And then I see people way off in the distance that are forming. It looks like a separate gathering, a separate march. Then that may be United for Peace and Justice. But the two groups are supposed to converge at some point. But, I mean, it's just like a mass of humanity here.
Now, actually, there hasn't been a lot of coverage of this event by the major national news networks. Can you give us some sort of idea? Is there anyone reporting there from D.C.?
I've seen a few people going around with cameras, but it looks more like it's independent media. I don't see any big, you know, like major media trucks. Maybe I just am not looking in the right direction. I think somebody said maybe C-SPAN had a camera somewhere, but I haven't seen that kind of media. There's helicopters going over, but we don't know if those are like people, you know, just checking us out, or if that's some kind of media. I really don't know about the media.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us what was the reason for organizing the group from Champaign to come to D.C.?
Well, for us organizing the groups from Champaign, Urbana?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we knew there was a lot of people that wanted to go. We first thought maybe we could get enough people to fill one bus, and we were hoping for that, but as time went on and word spread, we've ended up filling, you know, of course, you know, two buses. And the reason was just to give the people an opportunity to be a part of this. I mean, we've got kids here that this is the first time they've been here, and, of course, adults that have done this before and some that haven't. But, I mean, the attitude of our group is just to be a part of a historic event. I mean, this is the biggest march I've ever seen. So I think that was our reason.
You've been to a few.
chance to do it and to be a part of it and maybe send a message to someone to listen.
Excellent. Well, just keep us informed throughout the day. Stay safe and have fun.
Okay. All right.
Thanks so much, Jan.
We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.